infrasound, low-frequency sound waves that can induce panic, nausea, and disorientation. So just what is infrasound? Well, they're sound waves that occur with frequencies that we as humans can't hear, generally considered below 20 hertz. But just because we can't hear them doesn't mean we can't feel them. They're often felt as vibrations or, in some cases, pressure changes, especially when experienced at the higher end of those frequencies. Perhaps a unique atmospheric condition caused by the local geography generated these waves. Mountains, especially those with extreme slopes and rugged terrain, are a beacon of infrasound. When powerful blasts of wind blow over that terrain, they don't just howl or whistle. They create huge, slow-moving pressure waves, sort of like if you imagine invisible ocean swells rolling through the air. This is what is referred to as orographic sound, usually extremely low frequencies between 0.01 and 0.1 hertz. These waves can travel for thousands of miles, carrying energy you wouldn't even know was there until you began to feel it, sometimes even making your organs feel like they're vibrating. And this is because they are. But as stated, mountains are beacons of infrasound, meaning wind isn't the only contributing factor when considering this theory. Seismic activity, like tremors and earthquakes, can also generate these waves. In addition to this, avalanches and thunder. That being said, feelings of unease, anxiety, and fear seem to occur in humans more near the frequency of 18.98 hertz, often creating an overwhelming sense of dread. But if we step on up to 19 hertz, as minute of a change as that may seem, this is where we tend to see deep, intense, and primal fear, in turn leading to irrational decision-making, panic, and even extreme psychological distress.